morning, let us talk about a season of spiritual preparation. St. Augustine, in his commentary on Psalms 148, says this: "The days before Easter signify the life that we may live now with all its troubles and trials. The days after Easter signify the happy days that lie beyond death. What we communicate before Easter is what we experience in this life. What we celebrate after Easter points to something we do not possess." In the Gospels, Jesus spends 40 days in the wilderness to fast and pray. The scripture is the basis for the season of spiritual preparation known as Lent. Joan Pierce, a professor of Christian liturgy, writes this: "I know that by the 4th century, our regular practice of 40-day fasting became common in Christian churches. In fact, this period referred to as Lent was formalized at the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD. This council also mandated the uniform observation of the date of Easter. It may surprise many to learn that in addition to Roman Catholic Church, Lent is observed by the following denominations, or portions thereof: Anglican, Eastern Orthodox, Lutheran, the Methodist, Moravian, Oriental Orthodox, Reformed, which includes Presbyterian and Congregationalist, United Protestant, and some Anabaptist. The spiritual motivation for fasting from food is found in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Each of these faiths, all from Abraham, fasting is a regular accompanied by additional prayer. Abide 21 here at Bible Fellowship and other local churches is a period each year for 3 weeks of fasting and increased prayer. This is a time when one can move toward the goal of spiritual growth, as many other Christians do during the Lenten season. It is a time of doing without increased prayer and a time of expressed and an increased commitment to the Lord. Ezra 8:21. "Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before God, to seek from Him a safe journey for ourselves, our children, and all our goods." Acts 13:2-3. "While they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, 'Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.' Then, when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away." And Joel 2:12, "Yet, even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, praying, weeping, and mourning." The beginning of Lenten season is Ash Wednesday, which serves as the beginning of a season of penance and a solemn reminder of the need for reconciliation with God. It should be a period of individual spiritual preparation that brings one to the joy of the Passion. This year, 2022, Ash Wednesday was on March the 2nd. The Apostle Paul's words give us a precise order: "We entreat you not to accept the grace of God in vain. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." That's 2 Corinthians 6:1-2. Indeed, in the Christian vision of life, every day must be a day of salvation, but one's personal concentration can be especial in the season of Lent. And we can understand that the 40 days in preparation for Easter are a favorable time and a time of grace. As an aside, the use of ashes reminds us this: "Remember, man, you are dust, and to dust you will return." Generally, we Protestants understand and heartily embrace the forgiveness of God. But when it comes to penance, it seems to be a marked decline in interest. Giving up things is generally not on the list of top 10 items to pursue for most of us. Lent is about penance and doing without, in addition to prayer. Should we not be anticipating Easter as a pilgrim, like the Hebrews? The Hebrews then would go to Jerusalem with their hallels, singing and worshiping as they went, like in Psalm 123. "Our eyes look to the Lord our God. To you I lift up my eyes, O you who enthroned in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maidservant to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God till he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us. Our soul has more than enough scorn of those who are at ease of the contempt of the proud. St. Augustine puts Lent, a time of preparation, in the following perspective. Your entire life and all things you use during life should seem to you as a hotel might seem to a traveler. It should not be treated as a place for settling down. You may have covered part of your journey, but there is still traveling to do. That's from his commentary on Psalm 34. The song we sing on some Sunday morning is, "This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through," has the same message. The time of Lent is the now time for reconciliation, self-examination, and penance and preparation for the moving on up. In today's parlance, that would be called an exit strategy. The truism, if you stays ready, you don't have to get ready, should be credited to Pastor Andy. It seems to me Lent is a time to truly prepare for the glory of Easter, to take stock and reorder priorities. Have a very good day.